You're listening to the Pete and Sebastian Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
All right, everyone, listen up. Here's the true story about why the show wasn't up on Friday. There were no technical difficulties. You see, what happened is we all finally got together. That's right. We all got together at Biscuit's house. And needless to say, some shit went down. I mean, DJ Lou followed every Marlboro Red with a tequila shot, and then he passed out on Biscuit's couch, cuddling an Eddie Vedder poster that he conveniently had folded up in his back pocket. Biscuit, he drank 3 bottles of wine, and then he jumped off the roof into the pool after yelling, "Screw Tony Danza, I'm the fucking boss." And after a case of Blue Moon, Petey tucked his junk in between his legs like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs, and he yelled at a tree all night because it wouldn't dance with him. And me? Well, Biscuit was worried I was going to steal his TV or some shit, so I had to stay in the kitchen with the staff all night. But no worries, order's been restored, the show is back, and it's coming at you all new, so enjoy. Oh, and if anybody wants a good deal on a semi-used 64-inch curved screen Samsung 4K television, get in touch with me, kid. Later.
None of it was true.
When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained. When I'm holding you, don't you know I feel the same?
What's up, everybody? It's Pete Corielli here, and I can't start the show the same way I always do, man. I can't. I come to you with a heavy, heavy heart, man. Like all great duos, Bennifer, Oprah, and Obama, what a team they were. Fucking Wham! Like all the great duos of the past 30, 40 years, man. They break up, they drift apart. As I said, I come to you today with a heavy heart because after 200 episodes, man, what are we saying? It's a late April Fool's. It's a late April Fool's. The Pete and Sebastian Show continues on. Sebastian isn't here right now. I got a lot of explaining to you guys. First of all, let me start by saying we apologize for missing 2 weeks in a row, and now, what are we doing, some patchwork here on a third week? Things just snowballed. I realize it's only, an hour and 10 minutes a week? You guys are like, come on, you can't get together for an hour and 10 minutes? What are we doing? And you're right, but we got two things that went on this week. And first of all, let me just explain, we do have, when I'm done talking here, we got like 27, 28 minutes that me and Sebastian were able to lay down last week. I'll explain the circumstances. We're going to come back hard and heavy next week, guaranteed. I picked up the boat. I'll tell you right out of the gate, I got the boat last minute. The boat gig came along. I had the open time. I could use the money. I'm getting a goddamn roof put in, so I took the boat gig. I wasn't even going to tell anybody that I was on the boat, you know, just Lou and Sebastian. And then, the more I thought about it, with talking with those guys and stuff, it's like, come on, we share everything on the show. That's what we do. So there you go. I took the boat, had limited internet, and then when I did have internet, as you guys know, Sebastian's making his sitcom pilot, and right now they are in rehearsals, and they were doing the table read last week, so he had limited time. And we just weren't able to get it going, and then when we did finally able to hook up, it was online. I was out at sea. He was on a phone. And there was a delay, and we couldn't get in a groove, so we had to bail. And then I thought we'd be able to hook up today, but he's, like I said, he's in the middle of rehearsals, and those things go way late into the night, and they start way early in the morning. But we will definitely be back on track next week. And I got a list here, man. Let me tell, I just want to tease this, man. If anyone gets an opportunity to fly, and the only way to fly is with American Airlines, I implore you to just hang up the phone and walk. Just walk, man. You will get there faster. Holy shit. I can't believe what this airline gets away with. I got a list I can't wait to share with you people, the insanity I've dealt with at the airports. I mean, it's just, it's insane, man. I mean, the journey of these refugees fleeing Syria have got to be easier than my journey back and forth to Buffalo. I barely say that with exaggeration. But I was thinking about bringing it all up today, but, you know, it's like, it just wouldn't be the same without that, you know, interrupting Sebastian, go, whoa, 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 what did they say? What happened? You know, I mean, it's just going to be such a better show to wait to do it all together. Plus, you know, he's going to have all the stories he's got going on with making the sitcom. So why not just come back with a big bang? But I will tell you this moving forward. We talked about it. And moving forward, whenever one of us is too busy to do the cast, which isn't going to be often. You guys saw, we've been doing it 3 years now. We almost never miss any Friday. I mean, come on, man. We're pretty good about it. So, but when it does happen, instead of going dark, we're going to have guests come on and co-host with the other person. You know, like when Kelly Ripa can't be there and Strahan does it with somebody else. So that way we can just keep this thing going, man, because we got to keep this thing going. We've been in this 3 years. Pete and Sebastian show. I see you people at the shows. We chat. We hang. The things you have offered. I mean, I suck with names, but one dude offered to do makeup for me like The Walking Dead because he does that for a living. Another guy recently offered to do a photo shoot for me. You know, somebody, which this is the big one, I gotta find the information. About almost 200 episodes in, somebody sent us a list of the highlights, the bullet points of every show up until that point. And I was so busy, I think I just said, oh, thanks, that's cool, but I didn't have a chance to say, oh my God, this is insane. I already lost it. I would love to have it. Are they still doing it? What's your name? If you're out there, I can't. We owe you for that. And all the things you people offer. My boy Ed over at AT&T telling me to come in anytime, you know, and, you know, take care of me. You know, help me out. It's like you people are good people. Although I got to say, man, is there anyone out there that does this? I was going through my old box, and this has been gnawing at me for years. I wrote a novel. I wrote a novel about 12 years ago. You know, Jackie didn't get through it, but whatever. I mean, Jackie likes to read stuff that you need a goddamn dictionary to get through anyway. My father read it. He said, oh, there's no reason this couldn't be a paperback that you read on vacation. Now, keep in mind, ever since, my father's never brought it up again and been like, hey, what's going on with that book? You know, so it's not like he's implying that I'm sitting on a gold mine. But I think it's kind of good. And I don't know if there's anyone out there that listens to the Pete and Sebastian show. One, if you're an editor, you know, if you get a hold of me, I'd be happy to pay you if you got some time and you read it. You know, does that cost a lot? I mean, it's only like 300 pages. And, you know, with my vocabulary, you could probably plow through it in a Sunday morning. And if anyone else out there is just a voracious reader and thinks they're kind of funny and would like to read it and then review it on the Pete and Sebastian show and, you know, like, review it like Jimmy from Boston would review it. I mean, don't try to fucking mince words, you know? I mean, let's rip it apart if that's what we got. At least we got a bit. I'm open to that, too, but I'd probably prefer the editor first. Anyway, I'm babbling. I'm going to get to the 27 or 28 minutes we have. I just want to say about Walking Dead. I'm two away from the finale and the one before the finale are the only two I have left to go. And if anyone's not caught up where I'm at, I don't want to give too much away, but I just have to say, I can't take any more deaths of these people I care about. I mean, every time I tune in, I'm going to bed depressed. It's like, I'm not saying it's like the death of someone I know or the death of a dog even, but, you know, I do feel as depressed as I would, like, if a hamster I had died. It's like, who wants to have that? Every time you watch a show, you feel like a hamster died, a small animal, a rodent that you have as a pet. I mean, whatever. Cover your ears right now if you didn't catch up. Dr. Denise just got an arrow through the eye. What the fuck? I love her. Now she's dead. I can't do this, man. I can't do this. I don't know if I'm even going to watch the last two. It's too depressing. I might bail on the whole show. I mean, you know, I'm not really going to, but I'm torn, man. I'm torn. So, anyway, no more babbling. Well, coming back hard and heavy next week. Hopefully the weather's going to warm too. I don't know wherever you people are, but we just got snow. It's April 4th. We got snow. Are you kidding me? An inch. I had to take my daughter to the McDonald's playground again inside. I took her there last week for the first time. There's a playground inside McDonald's. First of all, you get a cup of coffee. It's 27 cents. They just want to get in there. They're like, we'll give you the coffee for practically free. Because once we get one fry in your kid, we got your kid. But I don't give Sadie anything. I take her straight to the playground, which, got to take your shoes off. All these kids running around. And I see a parent I know, and I kind of make a face. And she mistakes it for, like, that I'm implying that this place is a gold mine. And she goes, oh, is this your first time here? Up until this morning, you didn't even know McDonald's had a little playground inside? That's what she said. In my head, I was thinking, no, up until this morning, I didn't know that I had a little white trash inside of me. Oh, God. McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. So, anyway, come on, warm weather. And we'll be back full tilt, as I said, next week. Let me just plug. I'll be at the Mall of America, Rick Brunson's Comedy Club in Minneapolis all week, Thursday through Sunday. Come on down, man. Two shows Friday, two Saturday, one Thursday, one Sunday. It's next week. I'm opening for Regan. Again, Brian Regan, which is going to be awesome. But anyway, go to PeteCorielli.com. Bam. You'll see. Go right to the website. All the dates are there. Coming all around. And, of course, you go to SebastianLive.com, and you get all Sebastian's upcoming dates all over with his tour. All right. Now, this is 27 minutes we did Ship to Shore. There was a delay. It was very annoying. Sebastian had to use a phone. I had to use my computer, and we tried to make it work, man. We did the best we can, and it's whatever. But I want to show you that even from the middle of the Caribbean Sea, and he gets back from whatever he's doing all day in the studio, bam, we tried. We tried. And I promise you, next week, we're back heavy. And I really am going to try to put American Airlines out of business. Fucking ridiculous. All right, you guys are the absolute best. Here's 27 minutes of what we got. And we will catch you next week, man. As Jimmy from Boston would say, later. All right, we're in it. Pete and Sebastian show. We're back in some capacity. We got technical difficulties we're dealing with. You got to catch a flight. You know, I'm at my in-laws. Yeah, what's going on, bro? bro, if you were ever a friend, we'll leave it at that.
I hear you. Loud and clear.
Pete is saying, don't let the listeners know that I'm on a cruise ship again, because it's embarrassing.
I'm coming off an argument with the wife.
Oh, really?
A little spat. It's all my, I got in one of my moods. I took it out on her, and I think it was just a multiple series of things. I was, I don't know. I get hungry. I get, like, angry. You get angry?
When I'm hungry, yeah, you get grouchy and short with people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it was a combination of hunger and stress and just a lot of things on my mind. And, you know, sometimes the wife gets the brunt of that, not deserving, but sometimes she's in the way of the rage. And but I tell you what, I had a couple Brussels sprouts and some salmon, and I think I've simmered down here.
Who's the genius who puts a girl in heels on a subway grate?
Miss Monroe, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry. Better?
Much better.
Over the next 10 months, it's really important for men to try and be relatively as nice to their women as possible, because we don't want to get these ladies heated up and then they all vote for Hillary, all right? Let's keep this shit at a minimum. You don't want a knee-jerk reaction. God. Yeah. By the way, no. Dude, I know it. I don't want to turn it into a political show, but I just have to go on record. Obama's officially, I think he's a part of ISIS. I just have to let that be known. You heard it first from me. No, it's ridiculous. It's completely out of control. The guy's doing the tango while bombs are going off in the window. Holy shit. Then he goes to the baseball game.
the Cuban guy, I don't even know the guy's name yet, the leader of Cuba, he didn't even want to go to the game. His own wife is like, you going to the game? He's like, yeah, Obama's insisted on going to the game. I don't even know. Then he's going to let more refugees in with we have no way to track them or where they're coming from. They're coming from Syria. It's like, I'm telling you, man, what does he care? Within 10 months, he's going to be surfing off the coast of Hawaii anyway.
To all those people that just want everybody to come on in, I mean, I say to you, why do you got a fence and a lock on your door at your house, right? Would you let anybody into your home?
Well, yeah.
Right? Before you go to bed, you put the chain on and the alarm. No.
Yeah, I just, look, we've had this conversation before. I mean, now I see Hillary. I'm trying to be open-minded. I'm really trying to see who I vote for and who am I going to deal with? Who can I listen to for the next 4 years? And now I hear Hillary going, they talk about building a wall. Well, I ask you, how high does that wall have to be to keep out the internet? You know, and I'm just, first of all, I want to lean over and go, I'll let you know, honey, all right? I'll let you know how high it has to be to keep the internet out. But I just don't know if I can listen to that voice for 4 years, man.
Nah, come on, man. What are you going to have? This is going to be the first woman in office. Bill Clinton's going to be the first man. I mean, it just doesn't even sound right.
But I mean, Trump again. I'm sorry, dude. The other day he's giving a speech and he goes, now that Obama's in his last year, and then he puts both of his hands out and he goes, yay.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, you don't want to get too political now. It's getting too close to film time. You got to be very neutral.
You pull the plug at any minute.
Yeah, you got to be very neutral.
So, what's been going on? We've been on a long hiatus here. I got to literally go back in my calendar to find out what the hell we missed, man. What? When's the last time we did this? I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, I think we did it about 2 weeks ago. You know, I didn't know how much we'd be doing it right around now anyway. I knew we'd have a few weeks probably where it wouldn't be going down. So, you know, I don't have a ton going on. I got some things to talk about, not much. I mean, so how was the table read? I feel like we got to get into that if you don't mind. Just generally speaking, how's Tony, man? It must be cool sitting down with the man.
Yeah, we did the table read for the studio one day, then the network the next.
Great.
Had all the cast there.
And Jackie told me I got to go online and check out the sets on Facebook, man, that they're up.
Yeah, they're building the sets extremely fast. I wish we had the workers building the sets, building my home, because they literally threw up 5 sets in 2.5 days, and this is about 38 people either sawing, painting, screwing, or hammering at once. And I've seen a tops of about 3 guys at my house at once, 2 of which are constantly on a lunch break, and 1 is trying to find the nail gun. So these guys move at a pace that is mind-blowing. And We have the sets up. Now what we do is the next 2 days we populate it with, you know, like chairs, furniture, set decoration, basically. And I got to tell you, my wife had a vision for this set and being a modern type of house, kind of how we like to live in our own home. And they replicated it pretty damn good. I mean, it's... there's a hotel set, which looks great. There's a living room and there's a kitchen set. Fantastic. Also have my dad's salon.
Yeah.
So that's a set. And then we have a Whole Foods type store set.
When you sat down with the script to do the table read, do you take in like what everyone else has? Like, does anyone highlight stuff, or like, do you highlight your lines, or is nobody highlighted? Does everyone have a pencil and a cup of coffee? What's, or like, can you know, like, does everybody kind of got the same thing going, or do some people just, you know, seem to have it down?
I'll give you, it's a great question. I came in highlighted, ready to go, you know.
Right, right.
I've been building up to this moment.
Fresh out of acting class.
Fresh out of acting class. I see Danza milling around, you know, talking to people, very relaxed. And I'm like tense, you know. I'm like, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this. So I'm just hoping, you know, from the get-go, it sounds good and they don't fire me.
Between Taxi and Who's the Boss, I would think 50-50 to man shows for the table read.
Well, I sit down next to him, and he's eating a bagel and cream cheese on a plate. And I do like a little speech. I welcome everybody. The writer introduces everybody, and I look to my right, and Tony's still eating the bagel.
During the speech?
Yeah, just eat, you know, just having a bagel. So we start the scene, and the scene starts with Vanessa, who's playing my wife, and myself, and Tony comes in about page 2 or 3. So we start the scene, and Dan's is still eating, and I'm sitting there, and I caught my eye, I'm doing my lines, and one half is doing the lines, and the other half is like, is this guy gonna put the bagel away?
I gotta ask, is the character eating in the opening scene that he's in?
No. And I would liken it to the same thing that we would probably do or don't do before we go on stage, right? Sometimes, you know, before I go on stage, I have like a conversation with somebody in the back about, hey, did you see that basketball game, or did you see what happened here and there? And then I go out on stage, I do my thing. Because we've done it so many times, it's like we don't really need to, you know, get in our head or whatever it might be. So this guy, you know, like you said, between Who's the Boss and Taxi, that could probably do it in his sleep.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean he hasn't made great choices and he's not ready to go, but there's got to be a great feeling when, you know, I ain't getting fired. I mean, I didn't even audition. You called me, you know? So that's just, yeah. He's already coming from a great creative place.
Yeah, sure enough, got to him. You know, the bagel was gone. I don't know where the hell it went, but it was gone, and boom, he was right into the character, and it was like the guy turned it on like a car. Boom, he was right off 0 to 60 within 4 seconds. So it's nice to have that type of guy with you acting, because he's so like passionate and gets into the role so much. I play off it myself. And it's good. We got a good chemistry. I think we really did a really nice read and had some great moments. So
it's cool, man. I got to tell you, it's really something. When I walked in there, I was like, wow, this is happening, huh?
Yeah, man. It's totally exciting. Now, when your opening speech, did you go funny or just an overall thank you to everybody and good luck and let's make something good sort of a thing, right?
Probably one of the worst speeches I have ever given or anybody's ever heard. It's one of those things where I got up there and I was nervous. And I say, I don't know, I think I fumbled over my words a little bit. And it wasn't much. I said, you know, about 15, 20 seconds worth of stuff. And then Danza looks up at me and he goes, great speech, like sarcastically. And he got a big laugh. So, you know, just right there, right from the get-go, he was busting my balls.
Oh, Dan's is already in character. He's already in character. Dude, this delay is really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we? Sure. Fuck. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I can't. It's fucking up my rhythm. It's fucking up my rhythm.
Still, you're sinking like a ship.
Yeah. Now you just made me have it. Now I got an edit. That's all that is.
We have to stay on the ship as long as possible. Come on.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with
you. I don't know. Do you want to...
It is what it is, man. I'm sorry about the delay and shit, but I can't say what I'm doing, dude. It's just too fucking, I'm sorry. I know it's weak.
Here's a flashback. The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Lou's doing a summer concert series. We had an idea. Lou's got just amazing access and knowledge to like bootleg music that no one else knows about, but stuff you feel better about yourself for having heard. And every follow-up Friday, he wanted to play some of that stuff, like one song every follow-up Friday throughout the summer to let the listeners drive off with something extra nice. And his first song was so bad, I'm thinking about shutting it down.
Shut it down.
It's just a song to close out the show, man. But I don't know what happened with this last one, Lou. So you got another shot here. But it's the first time DJ Lou ever played a song for me I never heard before that I hope to never hear again.
Yeah, Lou, come on. Step it up a notch already. All right.
Step it what? Okay, you got it. Helping her with some special guests. Here is Gwen Stefani.
Oh, she's got that one song I like a lot. How does it go, it's kind of like a rhyme.
Uh-huh, this my shit. All the girls stomp your feet like this.
Cause I ain't no holler back girl.
Ain't no holler back girl.
Yeah.
Cause
I ain't no holler back girl.
Ain't no holler back girl.
Yeah.
What do you think, your shit don't stink?
That shit's hot, man.
I heard that you were talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it.
True story.
I hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the fight, gonna get a touch.
Somebody better call this Corey Elliott and tell me he's a fruit.
That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up.
Ain't no holla back girl.
Cause I ain't no holla back girl.
Cause I ain't no holla back girl. Ain't no holla back girl.
Yeah.
Take a walk.
In the words of Donna Summer.
Enough is enough.
That's right, dude, meet me at the bleachers. No principals, no student teachers. Both of us wanna be the winner, but there can only be one.
So that's a nice touch.
That's right, I'm the last one standing, another one bites the dust.
I'm the greatest man in the world!
You say this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Cause I ain't no holla back girl.
Ain't no holla back, girl.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Gwyneth, please stop talking.
When that comes on the radio, I don't change it, I'll be honest. You know who's like twittering with the aggressiveness of a teenage girl? I mean, really into it, actually getting a following? Jimmy from Boston.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I'm Jimmy from Boston, and I would like to read to you my tweets from the Oscars.
Welcome to the 87th Oscars.
Hollywood, let's take it down a level. Do you want to see real acting? You should see me acting like I give a shit when I'm talking to the dads at my kid's school. If you love someone, tell them. Don't let the opportunity pass by. Hashtag blessed. If I want to see dressed up delusional nobodies on coke, I'll pull out my old prom photos. I haven't been to a football game all season, but I've watched 3 seasons of Gilmore Girls. Seriously though, isn't it time to give the best acting Oscar to Vin Diesel for continuing to act like he actually likes women? Gotta go, late for class. I'm Jimmy from Boston. This has been The Show Within a Show, brought to you by Forever 21. I love Harry Styles. He's in One Direction. Later.
It's going to be a little different than some podcasts where people are just sitting around talking. We're going to incorporate some funny bits. We got, we'll have guests every once in a while, but it's not going to be guest driven, right?
No, it's not. As you put it yesterday, how did you explain it yesterday?
This is the thing in LA. First of all, everybody's got a podcast. Everybody's doing podcasts, and a lot of these popular podcasts, a lot of comedians ask if they could be on it now. If our podcast takes off and there's a lot of listeners, you're going to have comedians coming up to you. Hey, I heard you got a good, I would like to do the podcast. Our response is, we pick who comes on the show. All right?
There you have it, folks. I hope you're loving our podcast. And if we do have any guests on in the near future, just know we picked them. This is Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco, baby. We'll be right back. I'm pretending we already have sponsors.
Pete and Sebastian.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series Drama are Scott Bakula, Quantum Leap.
Mark Harmon, Reasonable Doubts.
James Earl Jones, Pros and Cons.
Rob Morrow, Northern Exposure.
Carol O'Connor in the Heat of the Night.
Sam Waterston, I'll Fly Away.
And the winner is Scott Bakula, Quantum Leap.
Greatest role you could ever imagine to have. Thank you all.
I was flying home from New York. I played on New Year's Eve at Gotham Comedy Club, and I had a layover with Jackie from New York to L.A. in St. Louis. Then in St. Louis, had a flight from there on to LAX. Now, when I'm at St. Louis Airport, I notice, waiting to get on the same plane as me, Scott Bakula. Bakula. Do you know who he is?
No.
All right. He's an actor, man. You don't know Scott Bakula. You ever heard of the show Quantum Leap?
I've heard of the show Quantum Leap, but you act like I'm like Scott Bakula. You act like it's Tom Cruise, Denzel. You ask 9 out of 10 people, they don't know Scott Bakula.
But I feel like they know him if they saw him.
Yeah.
Or they know him, they'd go, well, the name sounds familiar. Bro. All right.
9 out of 10 people don't know Bacula. All
right. Now, I showed you a photo of him, and you still don't...
Still don't know. But, you know, I'm not a good gauge on that because I'm not a Quantum Leap guy. I don't know a lot of, you know, character actors or guys that are...
Well, here's the deal. I'm not a fan of Quantum Leap. I've never seen a full episode, but I know it was very popular, very much like had a cult following and whatnot, lasted for many seasons. Mm-hmm. And I know I remember seeing this guy Bacula on something else. So he's with his wife, who very attractive woman, but you know, Bacula's in his late 50s now, I believe, and he looked fantastic, by the way. But his wife looked beautiful, but she was also a little older, which I totally respected. Yeah. Seems to me like he's been with the same woman for years, two boys, and they're all flying as a family. Now, coach, bro. They were in coach. And not only were they in coach, they were further back than me and Jackie in coach. Like, almost by the engine.
Okay.
That threw me off.
Well, there's a question here.
And did he have a layover? Was he from New York or somewhere else? Does he have a layover across the country? He's Scott Bakula.
Again,
go ahead.
I don't know why you think Scott Bakula should be flying first class number one, because why? He was on Quantum Leap and he's on a few other shows, and you think he's flush with cash, that he's going to spend $7,000-$8,000 for his family to fly first class? Plus, how big is first class on this plane? How many seats? Did you look?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there was about, I'd say, maybe 20, 10 and 10. And it was interesting because it was January 2nd. I don't know if you flew on the 2nd, but there was tons and tons of soldiers all flying back to bases all over the country. And both of my flights, American Airlines flights, any empty first class seats they were giving to the soldiers for free, which was fucking awesome and so cool.
Nice.
Now, maybe Bacula and his wife and two boys gave up their seats for the soldiers. But the reason why this concerns me is because I like to think if I had a show, and I did some research because this was so concerning me, Quantum Leap, 97 episodes. 97 episodes, 1 hour episodes. He was the star from start to finish. I'd like to think if I did 98 episodes that I'd be flying first class domestically the rest of my life. I mean, what the...
And give me an estimate. Out of 98 episodes, what do you think this guy pulled in?
Before I even do that, let me give you a little more information. Because on the Pete and Sebastian show, we go above and beyond. Okay, first of all, 97 episodes, as I said, of Quantum Leap. Then Star Trek, 98 episodes. So from 1989 to 1993, Quantum Leap, 97 episodes. Then in 2001 to 2005, 98 episodes as the lead captain in Star Trek. Not to mention 20-something episodes recently on TBS for Men of a Certain Age. You know, small parts in movies. And the guys in coach, I went online. If you wanted to fly, I did a little research. I think he's from St. Louis, so okay. It's good to know that at least it was a direct flight. I went online, one round-trip ticket this Saturday from L.A. to St. Louis, and then back home the following Saturday. So it'll be about $920 to fly the whole family coach, or $3,600 to fly the whole family first class. Don't you feel if you made that many episodes, you should be in first? And there's an obligation. I feel the studio is paying you that much money because they don't ever want you in coach again. Because they're trying to sell the show for years to come. Star Trek, people watch that for years to come. I'm not going to be into it if the captain of Star Trek was eating peanuts next to me by the engine in the back of a fucking... There's a perception. Don't you think there's an obligation? Like, I mean, you're basically, you yourself, you're about six, 7 months away from it being a little weird to be in coach anymore. Don't you think?
You know, there's some... I don't know. First of all, a lot of people don't like to spend their money on first class airfare tickets. It's a waste of money to them.
Yeah,
but you're saying that as a star in these shows that he has to keep up some type of perception that the public might think. So what do you think? The guy's broke or he's cheap?
Well, what if he is broke? Because I feel if I did that many episodes of a show, I'd like to be able to go to Woodstock, New York, and you never see me again. But when you do see me, I'm in first class.
You think Bakula should be in first class based on his career?
How much? All right, if you took 98 and 97 episodes, all right, and you averaged them out, is it safe to say 20 grand per average?
Net worth. What are we talking on this guy?
10 mil? Easy? Come on. Scotty B, 10 mil? Scott Bakula?
10 mil net worth.
Yeah.
What do you think liquid cash?
I would have thought 5, maybe 4, if you banked out, you mean? Like literally in the accounts?
Yeah.
But now, I don't know.
Maybe he had some bad investments. Maybe he had some bad financial...
He doesn't look like a guy that would do that. He seems like... And here was the other thing that kind of threw me off. And this is a little personal.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to LAX, he was waiting for his bags with his family, just like Jackie and I, which I'm like, he doesn't even have...
Where do you think the bags are going to go?
I don't know.
The bags are going to come out with everybody else's bag. There's no special bag drop.
I just feel like the guy who is the star of Quantum Leap shouldn't be standing next to me waiting for his bag from St. Louis. It's like there's an obligation to be above it all. You fucking Captain whoever, Archer or whatever.
Then you go private. Private, you don't have to deal with any of that.
Yeah.
But you're flying commercial, your bags are coming out with the rest of us.
So his bags, he's waiting on his bags. Some of his bags come. His boys, they got to be like 14, maybe 15, 16. At least 15. The other one looked like more 18. The bags come out. And the wife takes a couple of bags. And the boys start to go with her. And she goes, I hear her say, wait with daddy, wait with daddy. And I was thinking, daddy? You're 15 years old, calling the guy daddy? What's your take on that, man?
Yeah, I never used the word daddy even when I was 5. I never got daddy. I never did.
I don't think I ever got... Maybe if I did call my father daddy, it was when I was so young that I don't even remember doing it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, 15 is definitely... Definitely too old to be calling anybody daddy. However, I remember when my uncle, my dad's brother, would talk to my father, he would say, daddy needs some help at the house. For some reason, the way he said it, though.
Daddy? Like that?
Yeah. Daddy. Daddy needs some help at that. It was like an immigrant.
That's, you know, old, like, Italian. That's different. This is rich... L.A. couple going, wait with daddy.
Yeah, so it's a little weak.
Weak.
Yeah, weak.
Stay with your father.
Stay with your... So did you call your dad father or dad?
Father? No, I called him dad. I got into a phase when I got a little older where I called him big guy for a little while. And he pulled me aside after 2 months and said, I'm your father. Call me dad. I don't like big guy. I don't like... He isn't the nickname. So I was like, okay, holy shit. But, you know... Dad, what about you?
I call my dad Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe! I don't know. We were goofing around one day, and his name's Sal. Salvatore. But I call him Giuseppe, and then it moved to Giuseppe! And that lasted for about 8 years. But
so, like, if you're at the dinner table on Christmas and your dad's across from you, you go, Giuseppe!
I go, Giuseppe!
Give me the potatoes?
Yeah. Goofing around. So, yeah, it was weird, but...
But you wouldn't go, daddy, can I get the salt?
No, daddy. No daddy, no mommy, none of that. It was ma. I did ma. Did you do mom?
Oh, yeah. Ma. No,
ma.
M-A. Ma, yeah.
Okay. Hey, ma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And dad.
So, that's it. I think Scott Bakula, flying coach, is a little off. And then his kids calling him daddy at 15 and 16 threw me off, too. And I'm a fan of Bakula. I want to get that straight.
Yeah.
And so, as I said, the guy looked fantastic for his age.
Yeah, but maybe he gave up. Maybe he gave up the seats. Maybe he couldn't get a seat. Maybe, you know. Okay, get this.
All right.
You fly Southwest Airlines, right? You do?
Well,
once in a while?
Once in blue, I guess.
Me too. Southwest don't have no first class.
JetBlue, same thing.
Okay, so if Bakula was on Southwest, would you go, what the hell is he flying Southwest for?
No, because then I would think more of, hey, it's the only flight I could get. So, dude, I want to believe that he either gave up his family seats in his For the Soldiers, or that was the only flight he could get last minute. I want to believe that.
Can we get Bakula on the show?
If we edit out the daddy part, we might be able to.
Oh, God.
Well, we got to investigate that.
Okay.
Man. Yeah.
All right. We have to look into the Bakula.
No doubt.
For my podcast, I'm trying to ask everybody, have you ever heard of a guy named Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula? Nope.
No?
No.
All right.
Scott Bakula. No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of somebody named Scott Bakula?
I never heard about him.
All right. How about you? Have you ever heard of somebody named Scott Bakula?
My English is so bad. I'm sorry.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Have you ever heard of an actor named Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula?
Yeah, Scott Bakula.
No.
No, you?
No.
All right. It's a thing I have with a friend. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Have you ever heard of someone named Scott Bakula?
No.
Even you, a man who cuts hair in show business, has never heard of Scott Bakula, actor.
No.
I gotta ask you guys a question. Have you ever heard of somebody named Scott Bakula?
I know a few Scotts.
How about Scott Bakula? Bakula.
They don't ring a bell.
No? Fair enough. How about you, bro? No Scott Bakula?
All right. Think so.
You don't think so? Yeah. All right. Thanks, fellas. All right, there's a woman here in the laundromat. It's a little embarrassing, but I'll go ask her. Maybe the women know more than the men do. Excuse me. Sorry to bother you while you're doing your laundry. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever heard of somebody named Scott Bakula?
Scott
Bakula.
He's the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilot?
No, he's not. Actor Scott Bakula?
Doesn't ring a bell.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Stone Temple Pilots. That would be Scott Weiland, Miss, by the way. Hey, have you guys ever heard of an actor named Scott Bakula? Uh-huh. You have heard of him?
Yeah.
Do you know what he's from? Do you remember?
Scott Bakula. No, I'm...
How about you, Miss? Scott Bakula.
I think he's from Puerto Rico.
No, not Puerto Rico. Well, there you have it, folks. For the past hour and a half, I have pounded the L.A. streets like a young and hungry Barbara Walters. I asked 11 people, and 11 people have never heard of Scott Bakula. Never heard of the man. I'm floored. I'm utterly floored. We're talking over 200 hours starring on network television. And what does Scotty B get in return? A window seat in coach right next to the engine? Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian, with less talent than a stray dog, is flying privately as we speak. Folks, believe me when I say, Hollywood life is not for the faint of heart. This is Pete Corielli of the Pete and Sebastian Show, and I'm out.
You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
And that's easy for you to say. You're still on top. What happens when you're not on top? Then what, huh? Where do we go, Stallion? Because we sure as hell can't be born again.
No, we can't be born again, but, you know, let's face it, we got to change sometime.
I don't want to change, man. I like who I am.
The show has ended.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I can't.